The groom himself poked his head out of the living room that was now technically the guest lounge. A blinding white smile flashed in his dark face as he bulleted across the room, catching Griff around the middle in a move that was as much tackle as hug, because they'd once been teammates as well as brothers. Griff set his stance, absorbed the momentum, and hauled Kendrick into a rib-cracking hug himself. After a series of grunts and back thumps, they pulled back to beam at each other.
"Damn, it's good to see you, brother."
Kendrick's gaze swept the foyer.
"Where's Mateo? I thought he was riding up with you from Nashville."
"He sends his regrets."
Griff rocked back on his heels and shoved his hands into his back pockets.
"He's not going to be able to make it this weekend. His office manager recently quit, so there's nobody to manage the gym while he's away. But he promises he'll be here with bells on for the wedding."
"Damn, we'll miss him. But we're glad you made it." Erin Ashby, Kendrick's clearly besotted bride-to-be, crossed over to offer her own hug.
"It's good to see you again."
"You too."
Out of long ingrained habit, he gave a gentle tug on Erin's blonde ponytail, making her laugh.
"Who else is here?" "Declan got in last night,"
Kendrick explained, mentioning yet another of their brothers.
"Mick's working up at Thompson's garage these days. He'll be along after work. And Aaron's brother Ryder, you remember him. He was a few years ahead of us. Married Lewis Washington a few years back. They run Forbidden Fruit Cidery now. He'll be by tonight, with plenty of cider for the bonfire."
"About half of my bridesmaids are here."
Erin snuggled up against Kendrick's side.
"Roxanne and Mariko."
"Did we hear our names?"
A polished black woman in a neat pantsuit stepped out of the lounge, trailed by a petite Asian woman with laughing brown eyes and a waterfall of ebony hair.
"Ladies?"
Griff nodded in acknowledgement.
"And Cressida is here as well."
Erin didn't quite manage to hide her speculative look.
"She's in the spa at the moment."
Griff held in his wince, barely. He hadn't seen his high school girlfriend in more years than he cared to count, and he wasn't eager to break the streak. She was just one of a long line of bad decisions from back then, none of which he wanted to remember. Kendrick smirked.
"She's married now. Thank God."
Erin's peal of laughter echoed in the foyer.
"Good to know your taste has improved with age."
He offered a noncommittal grunt. He hadn't actually liked Cressida much when he dated her. She hadn't mattered, and that had been the whole point. She'd been convenient, and they'd used each other for their own ends. Not something he was proud of, but so little of his life back then could be looked at without cringing. By his count, there were still a couple more bridesmaids unaccounted for. Griff realized he didn't have any idea who the rest of the bridal party was. He'd just agreed to be a groomsman for Kendrick without asking questions, trusting the rest would take care of itself. Before he could inquire about who else Erin had asked to stand up with her on her big day, the front door opened behind him. Griff turned in time to catch the bump of a rolling suitcase as a woman stepped into the room. Everything inside him went still, and time seemed to slow and stretch as she straightened. He wasn't prepared for this, hadn't expected to see her. Not here, not yet. She was as beautiful as ever. Older, a little more polished, but she still bore the same faint smattering of freckles across her cheeks that looked like stars, still wore her mass of glossy brown hair long and loose. His fingers itched to reach out and touch her, to reacquaint himself with the silky feel of her hair, her skin, with the remembered taste of her mouth. He'd taken a half step in her direction before she looked up. And he met those eyes that had haunted his dreams.